during day or night, a warm breeze is heaven, while a howling, bitter wind is the enemy. Moving air certainly influences our moods. But now, in midwinter, we get the year's strongest winds on average. You can experience the very strongest by visiting the famous Mount Washington in New Hampshire. It's the windiest place in the entire Northern Hemisphere. You can check it out because the state built a road to the summit back when Abraham Lincoln was in the White House. Now in early winter, the summit averages nearly 50 mile per hour winds. 5 of their months have seen gusts over 170 miles an hour. A few years ago, I interviewed the Mount Washington scientists who live for 8 days at a stretch atop the summit. I was trying to find what wind speed will blow a person over, and maybe even off the mountain, which is the kind of juicy statistic that conveys a dramatic image. But with the cautiousness typical of a good meteorologist, Dr. Brian Clark, who's their head of research, would not give me one. He said, there is no threshold wind velocity that will reliably knock people down. It depends on a person's height and build. Well, I said, what wind speed will blow you over? It depends, he said. It's much harder to stay standing when it's very gusty, as opposed to a steady wind that you could lean into. How gusty? I asked. It depends, he said. I wasn't getting anywhere, so I tried a different ploy. Listen, your own media relations person, Cara Rudio, already told me that most people are knocked off their feet when gusts hit the high 80s or low 90s. Would you agree with her?
She said that?
Yes. This gave Clark some pause. He then insisted that experienced professionals often remain on their feet even above 100 miles per hour. But he finally and grudgingly conceded, I guess no one would remain upright at 150 miles per hour. So there you have it. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.